Today is 11/11. For many people, that doesn't mean anything. But for someone who's superstitious, who's spiritual, who believes in conspiracies and theories and morals, that could mean a lot of things. Not everybody thinks of it this way, but 11/11 is like when you make a wish. Sometimes it could be a meaningful time. Sometimes it could be just a number. But it's what you make of it. It's what you put your mind to it. And I guess that's what I'm here to talk about today, is the first time kind of getting my voice out there, putting myself out there, getting my thoughts out there. For the longest time, I've been so worried of what to say and how to say it, and I get nervous, you know, trying to even put it all together and say, like, these are my words, and showing someone what my thoughts are. And for me, I've always had a struggle. I've always had the time. I've just never known what to do with it. And I feel like now is a better time than ever, especially in the world we live in, for hope, I guess, to guide me, to hope that I find my way. I hope that I can just focus on, I guess, preaching to people. I just still haven't figured out what is my main motive. I know my purpose, but my motive, my intention behind it all, what is it all for? I know it's not for me, but it is for me as well at the same time. As I continue to think and try to even get topics together, like, for example, I didn't even know what to name this first podcast. It's not just an introduction, it's who I am. It's what I believe and what I have experienced, and I feel like everybody has a story to share, a story to have everybody realize that they're not alone, that there are more people out there just as struggling, just as successful, and just as upgoing, upbringing, and they know their purpose. Everybody's in a different timeline and in a different mindset. That's what it really is. There, you can't really, yes, you can measure success, but for everybody, success is differently. So I guess you would have to start with, what is your definition of success? What is your definition of your life? What is a definition of the person you are? Not the being that you have, that you're in, not the body even that you're in, but more of what is, not even your mission statement or your, it's more than that. I can't even put the words or thoughts together at this moment, but it will come to me as I continue to spread the word. And for me, I guess my word of the day is hope. I just continue to hope and pray that hopefully somebody hears me. Hopefully someone can relate. Hopefully someone will ask the questions that I want to be asked so I can go ahead and answer, I guess, what my opinion is. The thing is about opinion is They're not always right, but they're not always wrong either. There are facts, of course, but when it comes to an opinion, that's what life is almost about, is putting your opinion out there, putting your work and your time and what has shown throughout that time. Sometimes, you know, we're inspired by others, or we're inspired by something that can spark up an idea that, you know, you'll run with it. As of right now, I guess it's just getting myself out there. Right now is not being afraid. As I continue to talk, I feel like some of my stuff is scripted and the way I talk, but it really isn't. It's all from the top of my head. Everything that I believe has an origin, right? And it's just like when you hear a rumor, someone started it, or it's true. It's either or. You know, someone had started that rumor to spread that word against that particular person. Now, regardless of what the rumor may be, you know, depending, because most of the time rumors aren't always good, but I guess it is about where it came from, where the intent of that person who wanted to start that rumor. Was it to get back at that person? Was it to shame that person? Was it to expose? Or, I mean, the list can go on for when it comes to intention, but that is the whole point. And I feel like my intention for this podcast isn't just for me, it's from the Lord, it's from a higher power, it's what I feel, and when I, that gut feeling. And I don't know about you, but everybody has a gut feeling, everybody has an intuition. Do we speak on it, or do we act on it, or do we do nothing? I know I'm a person to listen to my intuition. I'm a person to follow my heart and my gut that will lead my mind in the right way. And sometimes it takes more than just those three, you know, to feel that you are on the right track, that you are doing what is correct. But it goes back to having an opinion. What you feel is correct may not be correct for someone else. And a lot of people sometimes forget that. That, yeah, we can be there for others and help others and push them into, you know, what they think is right for them. But sometimes it's not what they want. Maybe it's not what works for them. And I realized throughout my entire life, I can suggest something to someone, but sometimes I might not even take my own advice. Because sometimes the advice I give is the advice for that particular person. It is what is meant to be heard for that particular person. But don't get me wrong, when I may speak to someone else, someone who may be listening or overhearing may feel the same way. May want to even hear what I have to say. And to be honest, I feel like that's great. That sometimes, you know, people are listening. That is good. But then sometimes there are things that you don't want people to listen. And maybe that, you know, things aren't meant to be said. Which kind of brings me to my next point, that, you know, there's a time and a place. There's always a time and a place for things to be said, or how it should be said and how it should be presented. You know, if we always acted on anger and impulse, you know, the world would be a very negative place, in my opinion, because a lot of us are quick to judge. We're quick to jump to conclusion, especially in our generation now, that, you know, we hold on to quote-unquote receipts. And that's the worst part, is that we have the receipts to kind of show those people, like, whoa, like, hey, like, this is exactly what happened, this is what you did, and this isn't right. But some people almost come off as if we're trying to attack someone. And that's where that kind of impulse comes in. And if we could just kind of regroup our thoughts, or kind of just take a second to stop and breathe and just really think about what we have to say before we say it, I can only imagine how different the world can already start and think in that perspective. It's really mind over matter. And once we kind of get that grasped within our own heads, the answers and success can be, you know, through the roof. It could be as high as the sky, but it starts with individually us. Yes, you know, it's great to have motivation and confidence and all these great words to make you, or make you believe that that's where you're at. But at the same time, it starts with within you. It starts with you. And no one but God is the judge of what you can do. If someone else is already judging you off of what you're trying to do or what you already are doing, then that person isn't for you. That's the best way to kind of put it in those terms. That person isn't looking for your best interest or intention. And like, then what's the point of even saying anything if you don't have anything nice to say? Therefore, I feel like this is a time for me to just get my voice, to get my thoughts out there to the world, and let everybody know that, you know, I'm just a regular person trying to make ends meet, trying to get up every day, trying to take care of himself every day. And I'm not gonna lie, as time goes on, it doesn't get any easier. And I guess that's why we need certain things, such as people, such as working out, such as, you know, television, such as books. We need it all to get to a different version of ourselves. You know, we're so stuck on where we want to be that we don't even realize what we have in front of us. That we already have our own power within. And sometimes it's not about that either, and sometimes it's not even about material things. It's what can be done for the better, for others all around us, not just individually us or our families. It's about our neighbors, people struggling, everyone that we don't even talk to, that we don't know about. Because it's funny, when we hear a sad story, we feel their pain, we feel their empathy and sympathy. And as much as we say we want to help, at the end of the day, do we? There's different ways of helping others. There's different ways of wanting to help others, to have that purpose of helping others. You know, there are people born to not help others, and there are people born who wanting to expressively help others till they no longer can help others. It's a crazy world we live in. And the more we kind of shy away from it or not want to be around it, we're just ignoring it. And I feel like that's what I've been doing all my life, is just ignoring this feeling, this intuition, this intention, this drive. And it's not, I'm kind of done. I'm tired of ignoring and pretending that what I know isn't there, or pretending that my opinion doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, everything does matter. As much as we say it doesn't, or it doesn't hurt us, or we don't care, or we show no emotion, we don't even act on certain things. But at the end of the day, we all matter. It all is not going to go to waste, in my opinion. And we, as people, as human beings, have a choice. We've always had a choice. And I guess with that choice, are we going to make it easier and better for others, or are we going to just make it difficult because we don't want others to join, or we don't want others to be seen at the top? We don't want others to progress. In my opinion, that's not the world I want to live in. But unfortunately, it is the world we do live in. And I guess as I constantly look around my room, my life, my thoughts, it all starts somewhere. You know, this might be my first podcast right now, but as I continue to think in the future, I feel like not my words aren't just what I have to say, I guess. It's a lifestyle I live a certain way. It's not even God's way that I live by. Yes, don't get me wrong. I live and pray to God every day. And, you know, I don't need to go to church to know that He's there with me. But I know I have that help every single day. And sometimes that's what we have to just remind ourselves in our routine, that it will get better, it can get better, if we want to make it better. And I guess on this day, November 11th, 2021, is the start of a new beginning. And I just constantly want to think of what the open possibilities can be. What can even this little start can start into a whole big ass snowball. You know, some people start small and it takes them, you know, 5 years to become what they are. But I'm letting everybody know that you're not alone. If you feel what I feel, if you hear what I'm telling, and if you can relate, all I ask is to continue to listen. I ask people to give me questions, topics, what they want to know, what they want me to answer. And I will be more than happy to share my opinions and thought and regroup that with others. It's not easy. Even right now, just even trying to get this together, don't get me wrong, but I need God just as much as we need our phones, our music, an alarm to get up. You know, it's just about the simple things. And as I vent and reminisce, it's time to get some brain food so I can continue and want to preach and show others that this path that I live is much more than just me. As a human, as a person, as Daniel, the person that I was named. Only God is my judge. And I will never let anyone tell me otherwise. God bless. Amen. Lift your heads up high and continue to stay positive.